if you're not careful, a whole life can be like that. You can live your whole life and toil your whole life and never come up with anything. And he said, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, okay, at thy word, I will let down the net. Now, you got to understand, how many of you ever seen on, a barge? Yeah, you've seen a barge, you've seen a tugboat. Just two of y'all have seen the barge. Okay, good, I'm glad. See, I'm trying to get everybody to, the rest of y'all get with me after church, I'll show you a barge. But if you ever noticed a barge, you can tell whether it's loaded or not. How do you tell if it's loaded or not? By how high it sits in the water or how low. In fact, they have a line. If you ever looked real close, there is a line. And they load it till the line touches the water. And then they say, whoop, I can't take any more lest my ship sink. So you know empty boats float high. Yeah, there's another good message right there. Empty boats float high. And his boat was empty. And it was floating high. I've toiled all night. And I've not caught anything. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'll let down the nets. And when he had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. It stopped the boat. If you've ever been shrimping before and your net break, they go, stop the boat. And they beckoned unto their partners. If you have somebody sitting by you and you do, say, you're my partner. If you're married, and say, you're my partner. If you're not married, don't say that. But you're my partner. But you know, your children. Wow, they're your partner. Your children's your partners. Because they go with you. What happens to you happens to them. And they beckoned to their partners, which were in other ships, and they should come and help them. And they came, now watch, and they filled both the ships, not just one, but their ship and their partnership, and they passed the watermark line. They filled the ship. Another one. Oh, bless God. Another one. Thank the Lord. Throw it in. And before long, the ship. You ever been overloaded with joy? Yeah. And they were so loaded up with the blessing that the ship began. Isn't it amazing that sometimes the very thing you wanted to catch, the very job you prayed God would give you, is now sinking you. This is good. The very thing you said, I can't live without, now you can't live with. The very thing you said, man, I ain't never enjoyed this so much, now it's like, I'm going to drown, I'm going to die. You know what I'm talking about? Say it with me. Going back never works. So they call their partners and they filled up their boats. And they all, you see, when you sink, someone's sinking with you. You got to understand that. There's other people when you sink that's your partners in life and they sink with you. And when Simon saw it, I mean, we're going to let loose the thing we got out of the water. The very thing that we put into the water, we're going to sink and let them go, and I go with them. When he saw it, he fell at Jesus' knees. He made his way back from the deep to the land. He must have swam, all I can say, or got in another little boat, because this boat couldn't make it to land. And when he got to Jesus, he bowed down on his knees and he said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Leave me. Go on. I'm not worthy of this. I see now, Lord, you are everything you said you were in my little boat when I was listening to you talk. And that's why I called you master before I really know who you are. I see now you are somebody in God. But leave me because I'm a sinful man. He was talking to the only one that could save him. And he was astonished. And all that were with him for the draught of fishes which they had taken. And so was also, now watch these names. I'm going someplace this morning. And so also was James and John and the sons of Zebedee, also called the sons of thunder, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus saith unto Simon, fear not, henceforth thou shalt catch men. There was no doubt, Sister Smith, that day God had called these men to ministry. There was no doubt. I mean, when you go from nothing to sinking your boat, and he was telling them, I'm going to help you catch men like this. You see how this happened? It's going to be the same way in the spirit. And we're going to catch men. Little did they know, that was a pleasant, unexpected event. Surprise. And that's how people get suckered into scams too, by the way. I'll double your money in 30 days. And you give them $5,000, they give you back $10,000. And you go, man, if it's that good, I got $30,000. And before long, they have suckered you in. And so Jesus wasn't suckering them in. However, they did not know what they were in for. They forgot the toil all night part. They were looking at the fish. They forgot that they had toiled all night and caught nothing. They labored and caught. They forgot that. They were looking at the fish. They were looking at just the good and forgetting there was a drawback to this thing. And so the next 3.5 years, they're engaged with Jesus and he's turning water into wine and they're punching each other. Oh, this is cool. I have never seen anything like this before. Following Jesus is cool. If you want to pay your taxes, you just go catch a fish. This is cool. Following him is wonderful. But a day came of toiling. Toiling and wondering. I don't know him. I don't know that man. Never seen him before in my life. Blankety, 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 blank. And he was drawing back on what he once said. Ready? Drawing back. Wait, let's start over again. Drawing back never works. And when they handcuffed Christ, the Bible says he just looked at him. He just went. And when those eyes caught those eyes, oh, no words were said. Just them eyes. And he ran out and he wept bitterly. It was time to flush it out. And get past this thing. They took Christ and they crucified him. Where's John? Where's Peter? Where's all these people? John showed up at the cross. John had this political thing going. He was able to get in and even got Peter a back seat in the jury or in the stands as the jury found Christ guilty. And so Simon Peter has denied Christ and then he drawing back. They still got a little group going together. I mean, Christ is risen. He's seen Christ on 2 other occasions. The Bible makes that clear. 2 times, once he walked through the door, you remember? And he shows them, let not your heart be troubled, you know, but fear not, and all this kind of stuff. But where is he now? Well, they're after us. You know, this kingdom thing ain't working out. You know, he told us that he was going to set up a kingdom on this earth, and I just don't think it's going to happen. Do you? No, I don't either. I'm going fishing. Peter said, I go a fishing. And he says to some other boys with him, I go a fishing. And they said, we go too. You see, your decisions affect more than just you. So the first incident, there was a commitment from Christ. I'll make you fishers of men. But their commitment was not as strong as his commitment. So let's look at John 21 and 1. And these are the things Jesus shewed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise shewed he himself. There were together, here they are, Simon Peter, the boat he stepped on first, and Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael of Cana of Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Oh, let's go over these names again. We have on the ship Simon Peter, the one who said, I don't know him. The one that betrayed Christ and lived. Another one betrayed him and died. The son of perdition. So, and then the next one, it's interesting. We have the doubter, the old doubting Thomas on the ship today, as the Lord will appear a third time unto them. He's there on the ship. And guess who else is on the ship? See, it's not coincidental. These names are there. Guess who else is on the ship? The one that said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? It's the man that was sitting under the tree. And he's when Philip came and found him, and he said, I don't believe it. He said, come and see. We got another doubter here. Huh. And then we have the sons of Zebedee. And when you read about the sons of Zebedee and the sons of thunder, that's that carnal person, like Simon Peter. When he's called Simon, he's carnal. These are the two boys that wanted to sit on the right and the left. Now they're on a boat. And this kingdom stuff isn't working out. We were fools to believe I was going to sit on the right and on the left. And Mama even got involved, saying to Jesus, when you come into your kingdom, if it's all right, I'd like for one of my boys to sit on the right and one of them to sit. John always was worried about politics. James was killed by the sword with King Herod, killed him by the sword. And John, they couldn't kill. But John just seemed, and so these, how many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And two other disciples. 1, 4, 5, two other disciples. Would you mind being the other disciple? John surely knew. I mean, John's writing the book. And he's naming them, who they are. But he doesn't mention these other two. So look at somebody and say, it's me and you. It's me and you. You're on the boat, drawing back with them. Just be one of those other disciples for a minute. John 21 and 3. And Simon Peter saith unto them, I go fishing. And they say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. We're toiling again. You see, we're toiling again. We're empty again. We're void again. And see, that's the problem with going back. You always start over empty. Say it with me. Going back never works. And so they're starting off empty again. And when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, just like last time, but the disciples knew not that it was the Lord. They didn't know it the first time either. Wow. How many times do I have to appear to you? Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? And they answered him, no. And he saith unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. Well, that sounds familiar. So they cast, therefore, now they were not able to draw it. They were not able to pull it in for the multitude of fishes. The last time they did get it in. The last time they put them all in the boat. And when they got them all in the boat began to sink. This time, I'm telling you, this time you got to drag it around. See, so that's the problem with starting over, is you keep dragging things around. And so they could not even get it into the ship. The last time the ship was going to sink. And now they're going to have to drag it around. Let's see. Therefore the disciple, what verse am I on? Yes, this is verse 6. And the Lord said to them, cast your net on the right side, and you shall find. And they were not able to draw it in for the multitude of fishes. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved, and that's John talking about himself, saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his feet, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. My mind tells me that's how he got to Jesus the first time, because the boat was loaded. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from the land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net. Dragging the net. Couldn't get it in the boat. This time, they couldn't get it in the boat, so they're going to drag the net of fish to the land. And once again, the very thing they wanted, they got. And now it's dragging them down. And as soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire and coals there, and fish laid thereon and bread. And Jesus said unto them, bring of the fish which ye have caught. Now, you do the comparison. Go get that old slimy, scaly, flopping fish that full of guts and stink if you don't do something with it. And all you want to do is fillet it, batter it, put some Tonys on it, and fry it. That's what I want. And Jesus, when they went, he had what they wanted. He said, bring what you have. I'll show you what I have. And they bring of the world, and he brings of the Spirit. You keep dealing with raw product. I have the finished product. You keep toiling for that. I'll give you that and this. And as soon as they were to land, they saw a fire of coals there, fish laid thereon, and bread. Simon Peter went up and drew the net. See, he's... I don't know if he's out of the water and went back in the water, but he goes into the water and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, and 153. That tells me they weren't bluegill perch or speckled trout. These things were huge. And for all there was so many, yet was not the net broken. I'm here to tell you, if you'll bring everything to Jesus, he'll make sure you're able to keep everything. Hallelujah. After all of that, they still get to keep. God is not wanting to take joy away from your life. He's not wanting to make misery out of your life. He's not wanting you have to drag things around all your life. He's not wanting your ship to sink. But he said, if you'll bring it to me, I'll give you life and give it to you more abundantly. And Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples doth ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing. Who are you anyway when you know it's the Lord? As soon as John said, he reckoned, he said to Peter, it's the Lord. He jumped into the water. Jesus then cometh, as they come this morning. Jesus then cometh. and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. They didn't come. He came. He goes to them. You bring that to me. I bring this to you. Oh, what a trade-off. Cast your cares upon me, for I care for your soul. I'll turn your ashes into beauty. I'll change everything about your life if you just won't draw back. If you just won't go back, and you'll just get through the drawback stage of wondering and why and maybe and should I and all these things that makes you want to draw back. If you can just get past that, I give you this. Oh, God, help me to help somebody to get past the stage like Peter did of drawing back. And he brought him of a sloppy old fish, and he said, here's some fried fish and some bread to go with it. I shall supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory. And the Bible says, and this is now the third time. How many times can you start over? This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was risen. I am he who was dead and alive evermore. I will supply. Fear not. You believed in God. Believe also in me. How many times do I have to tell you, quit drawing back, because drawing back. One more time. Drawing back. And when they had dined. Oh, God, help us here tonight, this morning. And when they were full, and their bellies was full, and they were so happy to be reacquainted with Jesus, and they had the things that life demanded, and they had the things that God was wanting them to do. They were like, oh, this is good. Jesus said to Simon Peter, he said, Simon of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. A second time, lovest thou me more than any of these things? You're feeling good. Do you really love me? If you love me, you'll feed my people. By this shall all men know that you're my disciple, because you fed my people. You'll have love one to another. He told all five of them, along with you and your partner, you are the two other disciples. You've caught the best fish you could ever catch. I did this for you once before, and I did it again. You're at the best church you'll ever find. Amen. You're in the best church you'll ever find. You're in the best place you'll ever find. You got the best spouse you'll ever find. You got the best job you may ever find. You need to be happy in whatever state you find yourself. Hallelujah. I'm not saying that in a bragging way. I want every church to feel like they're in the best church in town. Everybody ought to feel that way. And he said, you've caught the best fish you will ever catch. Now, can we go on?